healing touch energy therapy, cranial social therapy, and acupuncture are three non-traditional therapies being used for the treatment of the physical and psychosocial care challenges being faced by some military veterans. Greetings again, I'm Adam Morgan. Acupuncture, the traditional Chinese medical practice involving thin needles to restore balance and harmony to the body. Cranial sacral therapy, based upon the movement of the cerebral spinal fluid surrounding the brain and spinal cord to affect a person's overall well-being and health. And healing touch, a therapy which aims to restore the body's harmony and balance to promote well-being. All three are used by the Healing Warriors program individually or in combination to prevent suicide and to tend to the longer-term care needs of military veterans and families. Neither of these is used for narcotics abuse, which the Healing Warrior program does not treat. On this edition, we learn more regarding how the therapies work and how you may involve yourself for assistance from Healing Warrior's Executive Director, Ms. Karina Cromer. When a person comes to you considering to be a client, what's the path like? What happens first, second, and third that they can expect?
I'm so glad you asked. So it's very easy, really. They come in. They're welcome to come in anytime and take a tour of the clinic, first of all, just so they can see what, you know, how we operate. They get to meet with a client care specialist. And so that person will kind of note what they're needing and how they can move them forward. They get to try each one of our modalities. And, oh, by the way, if I didn't mention it, everything is free to our veterans and their families.
Right.
So they get to try healing touch, cranial sacral, and acupuncture. Then often, you know, they can choose and say, okay, well, I really like acupuncture, but I don't like needles, for example. So they might go into a protocol that will help them without the acupuncture. Or they might say, I love all three of them, and I want them to have as part of my care package. So they work together mm-hmm. to create a specialized package that is, you know, very supportive in what they need. And that way, they're moving forward, and they often will move into one or another of our grants, which means they might get, let's say, 3, 6 to 9 session treatments specifically on what it is that they want to focus on.
Sure.
So
sure.
Maybe they'll get 6 sessions on sleep, or maybe they get 9 sessions on PTSD. Maybe they'll work on pain. You know, it depends.
Yeah. So the main thing the client has to do is to be committed to the program once it's set up so that they can get the maximum benefit from it.
Yes, you would definitely want to do that. And we ask that if you're in the program, you come at least once a week so that you can build some momentum. You know, just like anything else, the more you do it, the better it gets. So your body starts accumulating that strength and that resilience that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start seeing some results, for sure, positive results.
The clients that you have now, what are most of them knocking on your door about? Anxiety and stress, depression, PTSD? What's driving the train for most of them now?
PTSD is definitely a big one. We see, and that takes so many different forms. So that is definitely a big one. Now, as far as family goes, is caretaker stress. That's mm-hmm. very high as well. And we recognize, you know, when there's stress in the family, it's everywhere, which is why we offer our services to spouses and, you know, whoever is working with the veteran.
Sure.
The pain is very much what people come in, especially for acupuncture. It helps a lot with pain. And craniosacral is typically very good for depression, TBIs, mm-hmm. anything that helps put some calm into the system.
Sure.
And with healing touch, we actually have tremendous efficacy numbers in all things. Like pain gets better. I think we have a 67.8% improvement, if I remember well. The anxiety is another thing that we measure that gets better. Emotional discomfort we also measure mm-hmm. to see how they're doing. So we take their, you know, we ask them in the beginning of the session and then after a session each time how they're feeling. And over time, we get to compare, you know, how was your first session and how was your last session right now in the program that you're in? They're always seeing you know, quite a bit of improvement.
I know Vietnam era veterans are over 60 now, or pretty much. Are their needs are probably different than some of the veterans that came through Iraq and Afghanistan, I would think.
I would agree there. Each war, so to speak, has its own signature.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they're all a little bit different in how they approach it and how they receive it. However, what I have found is that once they've tried it, they're pretty much amazed. You know, there's always the idea in the beginning of like, well, I don't know if I want to try this. It seems kind of woo-woo. But when you've tried every medication and you have no relief, when you've tried every avenue and nothing has happened, you tend to get to that place where you say, well, okay, I'm just going to try it. It doesn't hurt. It's free, you know.
Right,
it's an hour of my time. And they're very pleasantly surprised. So if we can get them in for one session and they can see how beneficial it is, then it takes on from there.
Is the worst thing they can do is to rationalize that, well, I've been okay, this is just a moment, I'll continue to be okay, and they keep having those moments and keep dispensing them, that probably isn't good for them to do. They need to go in and knock on the door and chat with somebody about those moments that they're rationalizing away.
Certainly, which is, when we work with PTSD and what we call IPT programs, the intrapersonal trauma, which can come from any time of their lives, that can be all the way back to childhood, we do recommend that they work in tandem with a counselor, because it is important to address those limitations and the way that we think. And I mean, my way of, you know, after teaching mindfulness for over two decades, I have recognized that how we think is how our life is. We have an option. So when we change our thoughts, our lives change. When we start thinking that we deserve to receive a treatment, even if other people are worse off, right? There's always somebody worse off. But we deserve to have that treatment as well. And when we allow for that, change happens inevitably, good change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to remember that. And everybody gets there at a different rate, you know, in their own time. You can't push something like that, you know, but it's definitely something to consider. You're right.
In your treatment series, you work on resiliency for those under 60 years old and wellness and prevention for those over 60 years old. What's the demarcation line there? Does one handle one thing better than the other, or one treatment is more appropriate for one age group than the other?
That's a great question. I think as we get older, we recognize that perhaps one deserves some care. We definitely need more care at a different level. So that's one thing for sure. And when we're younger, we're just busy, busy, busy. So we have a hard time getting those people in.
I bet
there's
you
always
do.
Something going on. Yeah. It really, it is something that is very personalized. So because we have our client care specialists, they take their time to connect with each and every person and see what it is really that they need. And they'll know best who needs to go where. But we have those two groups because, you know, we all generalize age in our world.
Yes, we do.
Which isn't necessarily a good thing, but we know that people of an older age might need a different and more gentle care and more support in one way or another. And that's why the different programs exist.
The other thing that I needed to ask you about is that qualifications to get assistance from your organization. Now, do they have to have a honorable discharge, a DD-214 and that, or they just have to have been in at a certain time and you can help them?
We do require, yes, the honorable discharge. That is the only thing, as long as you have, you know, your card, your ID number, you're good to go. We do always recommend, I mean, we have some VA offices that will work in tandem with you, and that's something we can do as well. So, yes, just an honorable discharge is all you need, and anybody can come in.
So if they show up with their 214, that's an indicator that they've got a honorable discharge, even if
Correct.
They can't find
Correct.
The paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
and they should be doing that. Now, can family members or should family members, if they have a service vet that may be having issues, can family members, should they refer them to you guys to see what you can do for them? Because many times veterans don't do it themselves, and the family needs to step in and say, you know, you need to get some help here.
You are so right. You know the saying, you can drive a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yes,
there's many times where the family does recommend, or the family comes in and the vet has a little bit more trouble coming in. Like I said earlier, everybody's at a different place in their lives and how they deal with life and how they would allow potentially for some help to, you know, reach them. So we can't do anything about it, but we are present as soon as they're ready them out.
Are you also finding that maybe some younger vets would say, well, you know, I'm okay, I came through and I'm fine, but as they age, things may pop up or come back to become issues that they hadn't thought about before, and they may dismiss it because they didn't have it to deal with before, but now they better take a second look?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we see that often. And, you know, trauma is funny that way. It might lay dormant for a really long time, and then there's some kind of trigger, and it might create some physical pain, or it might create depression or anxiety. Mm-hmm. And while we're not really classified as a mental health service place, we do offer those treatments that really do support a healthy mental state of being. So, and the physical, of course. So you never know. It's very possible. We do have a lot of young people that come in, which is really nice to see. And again, I would tell you, it depends on the person.
And if necessary, you do referrals to other organizations for better treatment?
Yes, we have referrals. We have resources that we can help them with. You know, sometimes maybe somebody needs a way to get to our space, to our clinic, so we work with services to get them here. Or sometimes maybe they need to find a home, so we help them with that resource. We have a lot of resources at our fingertips, and we're always adding more so that we can help in those ways as well.
So I guess you have a website where veterans or their families can go to see the range of support that you can give them.
We have all the information there, who we are, what we do, what we offer, any special events, because we do some events throughout the year. Like we have a golf tournament and a 5K. We get out in the community and do a lot of outreach. We had the Fort Collins Stand Down, which is an opportunity to serve homeless people. We're out there as much as we can. So you can also volunteer. Sometimes our volunteers are clients, because they have received the services and they really know how well they work in their life. So they're willing to be, you know, have to help with outreach. Sometimes they help us with our actual events to make sure that everything runs smoothly. There's many different opportunities to volunteer.
And with this in three places, then, they have options on where they can do it as well.
They do. And, you know, one important thing to mark here is that we offer our services for free because we are supported by some really wonderful grants. So, for example, you know, we have the Larimer County grants, we have some federal grants, and so we are able to give all of those services at absolutely no cost, which is very, very helpful. So this is something to consider, but I know sometimes when people hear free services, they're like, okay, but what's the catch?
Yeah.
So that's why that we are blessed in that way, that we are supported.
She's Miss Karina Cromer, Executive Director of the Healing Warriors Program in Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs. Many thanks to her for sharing insight to the program with us again for this edition. Should you or a veteran you know be in need of their non-narcotics treatment and support, learn more of what's available to you at their website, healingwarriorsprogram.org. That's healingwarriorsprogram.org. I'm Adam Morgan. Do keep in touch, and many thanks to you as well for sharing a few moments of your weekend with us.